Hey, it's time for our community connection. I've got Lisa Denzer here from Rusk, and we're talking about a fundraiser you have coming up for our community connection. How are you, by the way?
I am good, and there is nothing scary about what I'm going to tell everybody. How about that?
Well, good. We need some good news on this Friday.
We'll counteract that Friday the 13th business. How about that?
Sounds great.
All right. Well, you are right, Murphy. We have our annual garden gala coming up. It is happening on July 15th from 5 to 7:30, and we're having a new location. We are going to the Pomme de Terre Park. We'll be in the main shelter area, and we're kind of doing this because our community patio is right out there with the bricks that are sponsored from or for Rusk Kinship. We have community members who have purchased bricks that you can get engraved, and you know, it can be in memory of a loved one, it can be your business, it can just be a memento for your family. But we have bricks out there at the community patio, and it's like, you know, let's bring it back there to where we started and show everybody this fun patio. And if anybody's interested in getting their own brick out there, you can contact us and I can get you that information.
Yeah, that's really neat. I think that's neat. Yeah.
It is fun. It's nice to see that. You know, and then with our garden gala, again, Tuesday, July 15th at Pomme de Terre Park, we are going to be celebrating our 10th anniversary. So Rusk Kinship has been a thing for 10 years, which is a really great thing for a nonprofit to be able to say.
Yeah.
We have some fun things going on. We have the Stevens County Pork Producers will be back, and they are grilling pork chops for us for our free will donation meal. So
I didn't eat breakfast this morning, so
I'm just teasing you here. Yeah, and yeah, also, you know, it's a nice precursor to the fair, because everybody loves the pork chops at the fair. Well, this is the same thing.
Cool.
So you can come out and get your fair food taste buds all prepped for you. But we'll have Stevens County Pork Producers are going to be out there with their pork chops for the free will donation meal. BMO is going to be out there with root beer floats. We'll have free children's activities. So we've got some fun things, face painting and making birdhouses, and we got some gardening things going on, and I'm still confirming everything, but I've got a pretty good hold on what's going to go for the free kids activities. We have a raffle. There'll be $5 per ticket, and you get to choose which prize you'd like to take a chance on. We have some amazing prizes already in. We have 4 tickets to the Science Museum in Minneapolis, and we have 4 tickets plus parking to the Minnesota Zoo.
Oh,
We have St. Paul Saints tickets, and I think for St. Paul Saints tickets, and then we also have Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks tickets. And I believe both of those, you get to actually choose your own date of when you want to go.
Well, that's
so
nice.
Yeah, so it'll be in July or August that you can pick your own date to go to one of those games. So we have got some really great prizes, Science Museum and Minnesota Zoo tickets. They are over $100 in value. So we have some really great raffle prizes that are going to be available. And we're still collecting a few more. And then probably the most fun thing that people are starting to get to know our garden gala for is our water wars. And that is,
you have me intrigued already.
Yes. Well, it is the Leos, the law enforcement officers, against the kiddos.